This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
What's really bothering me this morning is the lack of backup on the texting machine. I haven't gotten much love in terms of people who get the romantic gesture.
That's weird.
I'm fully behind you on the thigh tattoo, though.
You like that? Yeah, with totally. The circle mouth? That's a good...
You know how good that'll look? Like, can you put your face right there so it looks just like the picture right there? It'd be hilariously cute and romantic, wouldn't it be?
The Cheesecake Factory is a place you can go to eat if you want to read a book before you order.
Because of the menu.
The menu is... it's 21 pages long, and actually, when I heard that it was 21 pages long, I thought, that seems short to me. It's literally a thick-ass binder book that they put in front of you, and it's indicative of what you're going to get for food, as in, as big as the menu is, you would think, how could they have that much food back there? Like, it seems impossible, and then they bring you, like, two breasts of rice with half a plank of salmon. Yes, Vinny, your hand's up.
When you see a menu of that size, or I should just say it this way. When I see a menu of that size, no offense to the Cheesecake Factory, because I don't know about them. But when I see a menu of that size, I fear that they're not going through all of the menu items at the same pace.
Right.
And that something I might choose
has been sitting back there for a while.
Is from a week or two ago.
Right. I am with you.
I don't appreciate. I
do
prefer
a few things well rather than a million
and
things.
You want
badly.
That turning over.
Right.
The chicken turns over, the whatever.
Well, Ellen, I believe, just maybe visited for the first time the Cheesecake Factory because she went on a rant about the menu.
I'm not sure if it was her first time.
Well, let's take a listen here.
The other night, I was taking Portia out to dinner, which I do often, and I'm like that. And and I said, is there any place special you want to go? And she said, no, I don't care, wherever you want. So I took her to the Cheesecake Factory, and then suddenly she cared. She was like, oh. Well, next time, have an opinion, okay? So I don't know if you've been to the Cheesecake Factory lately, but the menus are huge. There's a lot of a menu there. And this is true. They're the only menus visible from space. sorry. This is what the menus looked like when I was growing up. It was just, and these are all the food we had, too. We had a hamburger, a cheeseburger, fries, and grilled cheese. Those are the four. Life was simpler back then. Of course, your waitress was smoking when she took your order, but this is all we had to decide from.
Just one page.
They found artichoke and things like that. then we expanded the food groups. So here's a menu from the Cheesecake Factory that I stole. And all right, so like literally, like I didn't know if it was a menu or a Tom Clancy novel. I was like, what is going on here? It starts with their story. It says Oscar and Evelyn Overton always dreamed of owning a successful family business. Actually, it's a pretty good read. I got the I got the menu on tape. This is crazy. Okay, so it starts. There's cocktails, and then there's more cocktails.
Five
and then
pages.
There's wines. You don't even get to food till page five. And then it starts with small plates and snacks. And that's not even appetizers. So the small plates and snacks are appetizers for the appetizers, I suppose. And then there's several pages of appetizers. And then there's pages of specialties. There's specialties there, specialties there, specialties there. Then it's not special anymore. You can't have that many specialties. The point of specialties is there's just a few of them. And then you get to a Coke ad, because I guess they needed a sponsor to pay for this thing.
There is a full-page Coke ad.
Two menus
really?
Inside. Here's the skinny menu, and it's for people who are on strict diets who choose to eat at the Cheesecake Factory. and then there's a one-page simple menu. It's like Cliff Notes for the menu. Why not just go with this?
That's so funny. She's delightful.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I find her to be so easy and casual, and I love her take on the cheesecake menu.
What
is it? What are you looking at?
So I got a text from my family that said we're leaving in 10 minutes.
Oh.
This was a while ago.
Okay,
this was at 6:30.
Oh, all right.
Then it was, I said, keep me up on your journey. Then it was 85. Then I said, okay.
They were on 85.
Okay. If you find really close parking, take it. Otherwise, I'll run down and let you in the garage is what I write. And then she writes, okay. And then she writes, S word, Isla just threw up.
Oh.
No warning. We got to go back home. I'm like, what? She says, she writes, all over.
Oh. Wah.
Did she take after mom and get the car sickness?
I don't know.
She just got something going on.
Not normally. I don't get it. I don't know what that's all about. What the heck?
Our dreams just got dashed.
I know. I was totally looking forward to
it. So was
I.
I don't get it.
Oh, I'm so
sorry. And
Isla, if you're listening, I'm so sorry.
Got that car detailed, too.
Oh, you bitch. Don't you even get it re-detailed. Don't listen to him, Isla.
Remember?
I do remember.
That's when Bryn and I connected, I don't know, a couple weeks back.
Christina, I'm very sorry that we're not going to get to see you. And Isla, we'll miss you. We had songs picked out for you guys for a dance party and a karaoke party. And that is terrible news.
Sorry about your car, bro.
Priorities, people. Dang. Well, there's an update on those celebrities. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Oh, well, free tacos today, so I'll get you up on how to get those.
Like a free taco?
What does God look like?
Oh.
Wrinkles around the eyes and more. Nice.
So you can go to the Sarah Mini Facebook page and check out little Yokama Soma. Yokoya. No, I still have it wrong. Yoyoka. Yoyoka Soma. I'll get it right at some point.
Will you?
No. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma. Get knowing.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jane in the Afternoon. You're going to love her show.
You're playing a game called... Call that to get by its real name. Make him believe that you just don't... feel the same. You know, it's actually making me sad to sing because I was so hoping that Christina and Isla would be in here to sing with me pretty soon, you know?
Yep.
And then it turns out Isla puked all over herself.
Yeah. Four or five says,
Jessie's running home with her windows down.
Having a kid and getting your car detailed is just asking for it.
Yeah.
Did you speak with her on the phone?
I did. I just called them. So she thinks it was car sickness.
Oh.
And she said, even if she felt better... she's thrown up all over her clothes, so
there's nothing for it.
There's no backup clothes.
Oh, you didn't bring a change of clothes?
So it looks like that's what went down.
Oh, what a bummer.
I don't know what to say. That's one
probably
of those,
had a big breakfast too.
I was
like,
trying to like think: is it possible she was nervous?
No.
No,
could
I wouldn't think so either.
No,
mm-hmm.
We're just the dorks that
Anything's
her dad
possible.
Hangs out
well,
with.
Well, yeah, but she doesn't.
Usually get car sick?
Well, I haven't had her barf in my car. I don't know. Whatever.
Maybe it's because your driving skills are just so amazing.
I am a good driver.
Maybe Christina's just weaving all over the road.
She's not that good.
Oh,
my God.
She's
definitely not that good. Do you want to hear something stupid?
Yes.
Listen up, Christina.
Man, she's not listening.
You think?
Her friends are.
Yeah. Go on.
Tell us how stupid.
Point. Her friends are. Boy, that sucks. Yep. Anyway, we're in the car, and we just talked about the backseat driving thing.
Yes.
So she was driving. We were going to not the mammogram.
Sonogram.
Sonogram. And
ultrasound.
Whatever. Ultrasound, whatever.
Okay.
Ah, some baby appointment. Got it.
So we're dealing already with a lot of the traffic from beach traffic. And so there was this sort of moment where she needed to get over to get on one and head towards the doctor's office. And she makes the move, and she's not bad, and she pulls it, and I'm like, C plus. Not bad.
C plus.
Oh, you are a
D.
B.
I was being not, she goes, a C plus.
See?
And he like gives us crap. At least we're not ranking your moves.
So right. I go, what's wrong with a C plus? It was pretty, I mean, you used too much break and you did it in two different steps. I mean, I would have swung straight over. You don't want to hit the brake once you get into the lane either.
Oh, I see. We're ranking this against your driving
skills.
Well,
I was just trying to, but I also said to her, I go, a C plus is good. I used to, like, for me, a C plus was
a passing grade.
Not having studied, not just going with what I'd heard throughout my time being there. And pulling a C plus was like a miracle. That was like a Hail Mary. Oh my God, a C plus.
I passed.
I did it without even trying.
Oh,
it's a miracle. And she's like, I would have been grounded for a C plus. Are you kidding me? I guess we all have different attitudes about C pluses, but the point is,
your mom's expectations were so low at that point.
Well, at that point,
like, holy crap! What are you acing this? What's going on with you?
We just want to give that kid his luggage and see him on his way.
707 says, "I am so bummed. I was so excited to hear about the visit." 408, poor Isla. My granddaughter randomly throws up sometimes. So weird and never convenient.
Yeah, I'm bummed too, you guys. We'll reschedule for sure.
Yeah,
it's going to happen this summer for sure. And her mom's off right now. That's why.
Is she off next week too?
I think part of next week.
Great.
Yeah.
Then we'll get her in next week.
Okay.
That'd be fun.
I'm down. I want her to see you guys.
Yeah. I want to see her too. Me and Brim were just talking. I think the last time I saw Isla was Sonoma last year.
Well, it's trippy because she's not a baby anymore.
No.
Like,
well, she's a young lady.
Yeah, she's 4 and going to be 5 in a minute.
Right. Right around the corner. By the time the other one gets here, she'll practically be 5.
Uh-huh. Anyway, sorry.
You guys watch Big Daddy yet? No, Big Babe, Boss Baby.
Yes.
Have you watched it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so cute, isn't it? That's a good one for a kid who's, you know, getting a little sibling when they're pretty established with their routine and their parents.
Yes.
Like, she's about to be thrown into
We're hoping, fingers are crossed, that there's not a big
there will be.
Regression.
No, she'll be fine. It'll...
And troubles. You're making faces.
Your whole life is going to go in a spin cycle. Mm-hmm. But this is good spacing, I think.
Okay, we'll see. World Cup begins tomorrow, everyone. It's soccer, and it's here, and it's a big deal. And also, announced, it looks like North America is going to get the 2026 World Cup.
Now, what does that mean? It'll be held in places all over Canada, Mexico, and the United States?
Yes, but it looks like from our friend Ted, who still actually listens to the show and contributes,
though
he's moved on to another station, he says that 80%, let me get this exactly because he does feed me pretty good. Sorry. The U.S. will host 60 of the 80 total matches.
Oh.
Including the quarterfinals, semifinals, and the championship match. So most of it is here in America.
And then Canada and Mexico pick up the slack on that. So just North America. That's so strange.
I
didn't realize that they weren't all sort of held in one city. They're just...
They might have combined it to increase their chances of getting the games. It's a big deal.
Hopefully we'll be in the next World Cup. That'd be great since we're hosting.
Yeah, that would be nice. Well, we're not hosting until 2026.
Oh, are they every 2 years, every 4 years?
I think it's every 4. And
feels like it was just here. I mean, just happened.
I think it's every 4, but I could be wrong. Someone text me if that's...
It is every 4.
It is every 4.
So the Vuvuzela thing was 4 years ago. Or no.
No.
That was
eight years ago. Right.
Holy cow. God, that feels like... Yesterday. Time. Stop.
Russia is now. That's where the games will begin tomorrow. And Qatar.
Qatar, everyone. We're going to call it Qatar on this show.
Let's call it Guitar.
Let's call it Guitar. Yeah, that's good.
That's the next one.
Okay.
And that's one of the concerns is it gets so hot there.
And that's a small country.
It's the hottest place ever. And they're going to try and do soccer games there.
Well, maybe they'll have it in the winter.
Okay.
Does it get down to like 110 there
in
the winter?
I don't know. You've been there. You tell us.
It's hot.
Maybe they have indoor soccer fields and stuff. I wonder if it's all... They have to.
Well,
honestly, it's like the surface of the sun there.
They're not hurting for money.
Well, good.
I couldn't believe the buildings, the incredible skyscrapers that they had. 80% of them were empty. I'm like, wow, what a waste. But yeah, they can build anything. They have an endless supply of money. Everyone's rich.
Great. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a great place. Too bad it's 125 degrees there.
Yeah.
On an average day.
Taco Bell is giving away free tacos today, thanks to the Warriors getting a win on the road. So that's from 2 to 6 p.m. today. You can go get a Doritos Locos Taco.
Is this just in California?
I think it's, I don't know.
Nationwide.
I can't say.
I don't worry about it. If Cleveland had won, they wouldn't have done this? Or is it just they're just trying to attach themselves to the NBA Finals? And
possibly.
That's just good pub for them. Yeah. But I'm going to say that I don't worry about the rest of the country. We're not syndicated, and that's not my problem. Yeah.
So real quickly, back to Qatar. They've got one stadium currently that holds 40,000 people. All the other rest of their stadiums hold basically 20,000 or less. The future stadiums that they're building 7 more stadiums, all with more than 40,000 capacity.
So this is for the World Cup.
Yes, for the World Cup.
So those will be empty afterward.
You're right about that.
Great. All right.
Their big one's going to ultimately hold 86,000 people.
So because it seems like a small country, considering that North America is going to host these games all over the place, it seems like that's a pretty tightly packed area to host all these matches
yeah.
in.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Whatever. Yeah. Who knows? I'm sure it's
I don't even care. It's football.
I'm sure it's not corrupt at all. I'm sure it's
right.
a
no,
good
sure.
system.
Right.
No money changed hands. And
right,
it's all
Vinny.
Good. Right.
God.
Hey, back to the grades thing, since this is sort of what we were talking about a minute ago.
When you gave your girl a C+ on a lane change. Yeah, go on.
It was a little more than a lane change, but it was a merge into a change of direction we were hopping on. But yeah, C+. It's okay. A little too much brake. Again, it was in multiple moves.
And he gives us crap for backseat driving.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was productive and positive.
Oh, really?
And encouraging.
Right.
I didn't do this. And go, uh-huh. Oh!
Well, she didn't scare you.
And flinch.
She made a move that seemed rational. And
I didn't.
Well executed
put both
without
of my hands above
out.
My head like I was going to protect yeah, myself.
We do that because we're scared. You've
yeah.
scared us.
Yeah.
With your crappy driving.
You don't think it's you overreacting, do you?
No.
And not dramatic at all.
Hey, listen, when you're in fear for your life, you can't control what your breath
right.
and your... Yeah, that's what I sound like in the car.
Fear for your
I'm so
life.
Scared. Why are you trying to kill me?
A new... Oh, God.
Do you secretly hate me?
A new study out of Loyola Marymount University in L.A. found that pulling an all-nighter to study and cram for a test does more harm than good. You're better off studying a little less and getting some sleep. I agree. I never pulled an all-nighter because.
Because you didn't study for anything?
I didn't want to. But a girl.
I didn't want to.
I wasn't going to do that.
But I don't want to.
A girl I did go out with, though, she would, I swear, I'd go, all right, well, I'm going to go to bed. And she'd be at my desk and with it, like sodas. And she'd still be there when I'd wake up.
Cramming
going at
it in.
Got a class today. Got to go
I'll
get
be in
my
prime,
grade.
Prime fit form for that.
That's no way to learn stuff.
Yeah. All-nighters should be really reserved for party nights. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Duh.
You know?
Thank you.
If I'm going to pull an all-nighter, it's going to be for a good reason.
Right.
Not my stupid education. Just kidding, kids. Stay in school.
Looks like the average person thinks God should look like a young Brad Pitt.
Oh, this is what he should look like?
Yeah.
Like if he was ever to make an appearance, he should look hot?
Well.
I think he should look way better than Brad Pitt. Like if God's going to come to Earth, let's get the hottest God ever. And people are more into, people love hot people.
Hooman, when you talk to God, how do you
yeah,
envision
what do you picture?
Him or her looking?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm praying to Jesus, so...
So hot Jesus with the long hair.
No, I don't think of the Lord of the Universe as hot or not hot. I just think
he'd
of...
He'd have to be hot. I mean,
why would Lord, you say that?
Because he's the Lord of the Universe.
I don't think looks really matter at this point.
So you'd be okay with an ugly Jesus, like if he had, like, warts on his face or, you know, bad hair. You'd be like, well, it is Jesus, so whatever.
Careful how you speak about this. It's not quite like that. It's just, it's more of like, you know, a sense. It's a weird survey to take, and I don't know. I don't really imagine like specific features. All I just
right. Sorry, over 500 Christians were asked what they think God looks like, and the average answer was a basic white dude. But then as they, you know, pried, they also said that a young Brad Pitt would be
a gift from God.
Yeah, I always pictured God as like the long white beard, long wavy white hair, like kind of Dumbledore-ish, but obviously without the, you know, sorcerer's cap on there.
But with a cane.
He's got the staff and, yeah. and the robes.
Out of all the different results they got from all the people they polled, one thing was in common in all of the answers.
Is it a beard?
This is just Christians?
This is just Christians.
All right.
That God's a dude.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, everyone thinks God's a dude.
God's a dude for sure.
God's
what if God was one of us? It's Joan Osborne.
Oh, right.
Isn't it? Didn't we used to play that song?
We did.
Yeah.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple for you. I am so bummed. I was so excited to hear about the visit.
I know, me too.
Hooman, they're not coming.
Oh, is Hooman just finding this out?
Yeah.
Why? What happened?
Isla threw up.
Yeah, she barfed on herself.
On the drive?
Yeah.
From the driving?
We think so.
Oh, man. Her mom, C plus is too generous.
Right. Her mom's not a great driver. I don't know what to say about that.
Aww. So you think your roommate made your daughter sick driving?
Well, I don't want to say that, but it does look
like
that.
But that is what
like
he was saying earlier, yeah.
A possibility.
Also, he just got the car detailed.
Yeah, I did.
Which car, was this the, what is this, like a Tesla? What is this?
No,
what
this was the car I'd purchased that I've
that was stolen from
relinquished.
Him.
Oh, yeah. The Mercedes.
He's back to the Prius and the Mercedes, you know, it's more of a family car.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Did the vomit get on the seat?
It looks like it got everywhere.
Oh,
all
did
over
it get
her.
In all the cracks?
They're
all,
here's
to...
the thing that's funny. I can totally see this, too. Kids are strapped in at the shoulders, so... Even if you want to get yourself pulled away and throw up anywhere else.
At your feet.
It's going to just land right on you. Mm. I mean, you don't have the physical option of leaning forward. You're just screwed.
So are you just going to throw that car seat away?
I don't know what the condition
that thing
the
condition is loaded.
Of all
you can
that
take
is.
The lining out and wash it in the washer.
Oh, yeah, do that.
One final question. What did she eat this morning? Do we know?
I haven't asked.
I wondered if she had a big breakfast because she was getting ready to...
If she thinks it was the car sickness, and she said she thinks so. Oh, uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Now what?
Are the texts rolling in?
Oh, they just got home. It says, good thing it's a new car seat. Frowny face. It is a new car seat.
Bummer.
Well, you got to break that sucker in,
we just upgraded to a new one.
Sure. Well, she's almost five now.
Sister's going to get the old one. And
we'll wash that one real good, too.
Ay, ay, ay.
Yuck. Oh, God.
She's probably wearing something all cute.
I know. Throw up's the worst.
707 says, a man getting my face or name tattooed on himself has just proven he's too stupid to continue to be with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have any?
Or too romantic for you to even comprehend.
Too romantic. Let's go with that. I got to break up with you.
But I just got your name on me.
That's part of the problem.
You're a mean lady.
I'm not mean. Oh, my God. Yeah, what don't you get about it, Vinny?
Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I'm going to start with the celebration. Not just yesterday, but the Friday night celebration, too, after the winning game. As you know, there was a big parade yesterday. I have a mushroom slap story.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
I'm very
fun.
Excited. And something for Isla in case she, you know, is trying to feel bad. I have a little girl who went on... America's Got Talent, and she's just darling.
And then she barfed?
No.
Oh, well.
Okay, yes, she barfed, so that'll make Isla feel better. I just thought she'd like... I was excited for her to hear it when she
I
came
I know,
in.
It's terrible.
All right, we'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.